Kokomo Howard County Plan Commission Executive Director Glenn Boyce says increasing nationwide demand for alternative fuel sources has sparked interest in Howard County. He says high-level winds are not the only factor making the area good for generating electric power.
And then there's a major cross-country transmission line through the east end of the county, which, if you are producing power, means it's easy to get it into the electric grid and sell it nationwide.
The ordinance addresses different scales of windmills, everything from small rooftop units to the large-scale utility units currently found in places like Benton County. Boyce says construction of windmills will bring some construction jobs to the area, but he doesn't know whether that will translate into permanent jobs because wind farms have been proposed in multiple counties. However, Boyce says all Howard County residents will reap the tax benefits from the construction, adding wind farms will bring in tax revenue without the city having to add many more services.
You know, it's not like, say, somebody went out and built 100 homes, which, yeah, produces a certain amount of taxes for the community, but also requires having schools and police services and trash pickup and that type of thing. This is, once they get the tower up and the roads fixed, we probably don't have any additional worries.
Boyce says most county citizens he talks to seem in favor of a wind farm. So far, Horizon Energy has shown the strongest interest in locating turbines in Howard County. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.